And what would you hold over you when it rains?
Umbrella.
And the last thing you put on a bed, the fancy cover.
Bedspread.
What about something that women used to make?
Quilt.
Okay. And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a...
pillow.
Do you remember anything about twice as long as the pillow?
Twice as long as a pillow. One of them round things?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to call it, though.
Do you ever hear of bolster?
No, I don't think so. I know what you're talking about when you said that long thing is I remember seeing one around my grandmother's house. I don't remember what it called. I don't know whether I've heard that word or not.
What about if you had a lot of company and didn't have enough beds for everyone, for the children to sleep on, down on the floor, you could make a...
pallet.
And something that, nowadays if you bought some groceries, the grocer would put them in a...
sack?
Made out of...
paper.
What about something that flour used to come in?
Sack.
Made out of...
cloth.
What if you bought feed that would come in a...
feed?
Uh-huh. That rough brown material.
Burlap or gunny.
Okay, you call it a gunny.
Gunny sack.
Any other names for that?
Toe sack, gunny sack, burlap bag.
Which...
I'd probably call it a gunny sack.
What about toe sack? Where'd you hear that?
Toe sack? Well, that's usually, you get the feed in the burlap bag and then you use it to haul something else right in and call it a toe sack.
Something that people make out of sugar cane.
They make out of sugar cane?
Yeah, besides sugar, a sticky liquid.
Syrup?
Okay, any other name for syrup?
I don't think so.
What about out of the sorghum?
I don't know, I guess syrup would be...
what about molasses?
Molasses?
Uh-huh. What's the difference?
I don't like molasses. molasses to me is... well, I just go back. Molasses to me... now, we're talking about what they make or what I think of them as. Syrup to me is lighter color, tastes better. Molasses is dark, and
mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's what you're looking for or not.
Do you ever hear them call long sweetening and short sweetening?
No.
What about if you wanted to buy some molasses? What would it come in?
Bottle, I guess.
Do you ever hear the term a stand of molasses or
no.
A stand of lard?
Uh-uh.
And something that flour used to come in if you buy it about 100 pounds at a time.
Barrel?
Mm-hmm. And the things that run around the barrel to hold the wood in place.
Hoops?
Okay. What about something smaller than a barrel that nails used to come in?
Keg.
And on a beer keg, the thing you turn to get the beer out.
Spout.
Okay. What about out in your yard, the thing you hook your hose up to?
A faucet.
And at the sink?
Faucet.
And if you have a wagon and two horses, the long wooden piece that comes between the horses.
You tell me, I'll remember, but I can't call it offhand.
Did you ever hear of a pole or tongue or spear?
Tongue, yeah, tongue, okay. Wagon tongue, yeah.
What about with a buggy? What do you have?
You got two, don't you? I don't know what you call them.
Did you ever hear of thills or shafts or drafts?
No.
And the thing that connects one wheel to the other is called...
axle?
Okay. And